Parshas Vayera. So between the all the big inyanim, there's also a halacha. There's a maisa of Avraham Avinu that's pointed out, and there's a halacha over here that's learned from it. It says over here that when Avraham was mispal for the Anshis Stoim, so it says that after he finished the all the tefillin and everything, Chazal say, the Gemara in Brachos and Daf Vav and Beis, Amar Abchal ben Funa, Kol HaKoveh HaMakom LeTefilasoi, Eloike Ovi Be'ezroi, V'Kishemeis Omloi E'ona Ve'chasi Mitalmidosh Avraham Avinu. So there seems to be Koveh HaMakom LeTefilasoi, it says Elkei Ovi Avraham Be'ezroi, and we say on him Eon of Echosid, and we learn it from over here. It says Vayashem Avraham Baboika Ala Mokem Asha Omat Sham Bein Amida La Tefila. So it says that he stood, and he got up to and went to the place that he had stood Betfila before. And Bemela, that's an Inyan that he was Kaveh Tefila. So the Chshivas of being Kaveh Tefila is. On the pashas of it, it's simply an inyan of kavana, respect, kavana, things of that nature. In which case, one wouldn't think that it's something that you need a pasuk for. It's a etza toiva kamashmalon for how to be mechavin in tefillah is very nice, but to learn it from a pasuk, it's very hard to say that's. He just an etza toiva kamash malon. Besides which, the second half, it says when he dies, we say a ana vechasin tamishav ramavino. So the anivas part is very hard to understand. Well, what's that anivas here? I mean, it's like any if a person has any hidda mitzvah, and in tefillah there are a lot of different things that are the Rambam lists tikkun aguf, tikkun alavushim, tikkun this, tikkun amakum. So beseda, all these inyanim are very nice inyanim. Hard to say that the word anav chassid, you could say since it's a hidda in tefillah, so it's a prinas chassid. That's easier to understand. Anivas here is very hard to understand. Mayin anivas over here. Also, we meyaches it Avraham Avinu. So there's some shirishtik and hug over here that shayach to Avraham bedafka. It says we say elikei Avraham beezroi, and he's talmidosh Avraham Avinu. For something which is an etza toiva kamashmalon, it's a normal nice thing. It's very hard to say that's Avraham Avinu's midah specific. That's Avraham. The whole thing is extremely difficult to understand. Micah Mashmalot. What's also remarkable is that the end of the parasha, Betzim is in this Indian is a certain hemshech. The parasha ends with being koivea the mokum of the Akeda as the mokum avoida for Klal Yisrael. The Rambam says, Amizbeach mekoyme mechuvim biyoyse. The Mizbeach has a very specific place. You don't change the place ever. Now, the Beis HaMikdash has two functions. There's a general sense of Hashoras HaShechina. The Rambam says when he speaks about the Chiv to make Korbanis, to make the Beis HaMikdash, he says, Mitzvahs Asilasis Beis LaShem, Muchon Lios Makrivim Bar Korbanis. So the Rambam says there's two inyanim in the Beis HaMikdash. One is Karbonis, and two, Aliyah LeRegel. So, obviously, so in the Chelek of Avoida of the Beis HaMikdash, the plate, the Mizbeach, where you have Karbonis, that seems to be the Iker. So the Rambam says on this Nekudas, so the Beis HaMikdash in general, It says you're supposed to make it a Har Moria. Doesn't get any more specific. Hamokam amizbeach mekoyim mechuvim biyoisa veimishanoisa mekoyim loyla. It has a very specific location, and you can't be meshana its makom. one hears the inyan of kviyas makom over here very strongly. Shenema zem izbeach loyli Yisrael. Doesn't say about the makom, but this is he learns it's going not on the etzem izbeach. Izbeach changes, but the place. Ubemigdash nekiyat chavinu. Now he says beis. Umesiris biyad hakoil. There's a mesiris klali, a mesiris that's around forever. It's Chazal, but shamokom shebona by David shleima mizbeach begorin arvona, hu hamokom shebona by Avram mizbeach of Yitzchak, v'hamokom shebona by Noach shatzman ateva, v'hamizbeach shehikrival of kain behevel by hikrival of rishon korban k'shenivra misham nivra. So the Rambam brings a very, very beautiful chazal over here that this mokum was this, this, and this. The Rambam's derech in Mishnah Torah is not to bring beautiful chazal. Chazal are very, very nice and they tell us wonderful things. He doesn't. The only place he ever does it is at the end of a big section of halachas. He'll give divrei musa with haggadah. That's his darkei. He's starting out over here that it's a place that's very mechuvin. Fine. When he goes off, he says Amigdash Nekitz Ravino, and the Mesiris Akoil, that this is where you had the Akeda, and this is where you had Noach and Kayan and Hevel and Adam. It doesn't give us any. I mean, what's the, is there any Hesber over here? So what? Say that it's very, very nice. It's very nice that this has traditionally been a very, very, very big Makom Avoda. And therefore, what? Is there any Tosefes in Halacha here? In other words, what bothers me so much is what is not so much the inyan of the fact that he's bringing an Agada by Shema Yisrael, by Krishna Baruch Hu, so he also does it. And over there he brings the Agada because he has to explain something. The Rambam explains why do you say Baruch Hu Kodem Kusoy, so he brings the Gemara himself, brings the Chazal. It's an explanation why you're mafsik, and you say Baruch Hu Kodem Kusoy Lomved. So there the Agada is telling you Halacha. Over here, what's it telling us? It's telling us, that the makom is a specific makom that we know. That has to be in Haram Moriah and a specific makom, fine. The fact that we also have a tradition that goes back, you know, that was used by everybody going back to the Marishan, doesn't add anything to the halacha. So it's still a nice chazal. That's an akuda that's very bothersome. So we need to understand what's the mahalach of kviyas makom dafka. Besides, it seems to supersede any practical inyan of just being helpful. It's something which it's Avraham Avinu dafka was mashishit. If Avraham Avinu is the one that was kivet, so to speak, then that's something to do. And we say like Avraham Ba'Israel, so it's specifically miyuchas to something like Elkei Avraham. And in this parasha specifically, we have different places where you could have said this inyan. The fact that it's in this parasha, in the context of the parasha of Tefillah and Stoim and so on and so forth, why over here dafka? And the fact that Lederis, this became the makom, that the makom ha mizbeach is kavua b'yaisa, the mizbeach is avoid in Klal Yisrael, and that becomes something that's kavua l'nitzchias. And the Rambam reinforces it that this was already the makom kavua from Deiris going back to Adam Arishon. Those are issues that we want to try to understand a little bit. You also find it's very interesting that the din of kviyas makom is true in tefillah. In Torah, there's kviyas itim. Kavarka itim is the shaila that you ask about Talmud Torah. You don't find you don't quite find one or two places you do, but we'll explain in a minute. Kviyas makom in Torah. On the other end, tefillah, the zmanim are kvuim. That's very mitzad takana shaboy. Being kaveh makom is davedes adam. The only places you find kvias makom by Torah is a by Bezdin. The Moshe Bezdin Agadol has a specific makom. It says by chlitza you have to be kaveh makom for the Bezdin, and that probably has to do with the fact, like Rashi also speaks about that banecho biyoshvim al kim nitzav adas keil, Bezdin needs to be a yoshev. Bezdin is mitzad, it's the tzura of a Bezdin. They're the ones that are kavua, and from them mishpat goes. So it has more to do with the tzura of it. You do find a maila, it's interesting, in the same halachas about being kavei itim. So there is a strange Ramah. Ramah sort of says, if a person doesn't know how to learn, he should go, but he should be kavei amakim in the Beis Medrash. So very, very unclear what that means exactly. It changes pshat. But al kaponim, there's no, being kavei amakim le'teira doesn't really exist as a ma'ilan teira. It does say that the place you kavei amakim for teira, you should daven. If a person has a marker, it's kavea. So again, it becomes kind of a good place to daven. But mitzad hilchas Talmud Torah, you don't find an inyan to be kavea one makom. Doesn't not that I'm aware of that there's any such. So it's miyuchat to tefillah this nirek vias makom, and that's something also that one could have said the same thing about learning. If you kavea makom for learning, you focus better. You know this is your place. You're going to be machshav the place, it respects it. Whatever argument you could give in Hilchis Tefillah, you could give in Hilchis Talmud Torah also. So you also see that it has something much more to do with the etzim mohus of Tefillah rather than the mohus of Talmud Torah. Rather than just the practical aspect of enhancing the maisa. So let's go back to Mokum, one of the first places where Tefillah is mentioned, maybe the first place. It says, there's two parashas breishas in the Torah. There is a Brias Olam, and that's Tul Elo Tol Dezashmayim Varetz, Tul Sheni. You have the entire Bria of the world. Then you have, again, Elo Tol Dezashmayim Varetz, Biborim, Biyam HaSeh Shem Gatz Aretz. It says, "Cholsiach asar terem yabaretz, chayis asar terem yitzmach, kelehim tashem al kim al aretz, va'adam ayin lavetz adama," and so on. So, the first parasha is a parasha of a total brias olam. You finish Tul Sheni, you say, "Wow, what a wonderful world! Everything is there. It's mesuda. The entire bria is beautiful." And then you start the second parasha, and it says, there's nothing around. And then you have Brias Adam. So how do you understand the two parashas together? And the sense of one parasha is what a wonderful world, total, complete, davar shalom, missing nothing. And then the second parasha is there's nothing around. So the answer is that the world was created with a dava shalem, a metzia shlema, with chisaron. The chisaron is at the heart of the world that was created. The Maral speaks a lot about Adam being a chasa. The bracha that's the reis lekul alma, is the bracha about milu chisaron. Berachas hamazon is kedei sviya. Berachas hamazon, the shir berachas hamazon with the reis is kedei sviya, which means translated milu chisaron. So the world is created with a perfect world that has a perfect chisaron. It's not the pshat. There's two types of chesroinus. There's a type of chesaron that's occasional, incidental. The muscle. A person has a car, and he bought a beautiful car. It runs very, very nicely, and then all of a sudden it stopped running. He brings it in to the the person sold to him. There's a wire that got cut. There's a hole someplace. Something is stuck. Whatever it is, and it requires to be fixed. That type of chisaron is an incidental chisaron, and it's a pagam. But let's say he drives around, then a car stops, and calls the owner. The owner looks at it and says, "You know, you haven't put any gears on it." He says, "What do you mean? You told me that the car is shlemus. It's shlemus, but it needs gears. It's the whole car is a kli, and what it runs on is gears." So the world itself, that type of chisaron is not incidental, a mikra. That type of chisaron is atzmius. So over there, it's also a chisaron in a sense that we don't have a way of making a car that can run perpetually. If we could, we would. But l'maisa, there's a kavur chisaron that it needs something to run on. The equivalent that would be mezainis by a person. So there, the whole world is created with a chisaron be'etzim. The chisaron be'etzim that the world is created with is there for a reason. Just like when someone will say in a keva is missing, it's not the pshat, it's missing. Her metzias is to be a kli kibble, and b'meila the chisaron is where it stalls to, and that becomes its mitzias, as being mashlim tzuras adam. So you have brias that have chisaron be'etzim, and when the brias is like that, that chisaron is there as be'etzim the essence of what the bria is requires the chisaron. So we have one parasha where the world is be'etzim shalem. Mitzad the inyanim, chitzonim of the kli is shalem. So the whole world is a kli shalem. Everything is perfect, but it's missing geshem. Geshem is the hashpo of HaKadosh Baruch Hu on a kavudik basis. Mayim is a kavudik hashpo. And b'meila, the world is a chasef for that hashpa of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And kol zman Adam is not around, then there's no geshem. Rashi says that he's lefisha Adam ayin lavetz Adama. So he's bothered by the problem. L'chur, it says there's no geshem lahimtir, and says Adam ayin lavetz Adama. I mean, what is one to the other? If there's no, even if somebody would work the land, if there's no rain, it wouldn't grow anything. So Rashi says, "Ve'ein makir b'toyvasan shal kshamim, u'kesheba adam, v'yada shem tzeirech la'olam, hispala lehem v'yardu, v'tzom galas yitshoyim." So since there's no awareness of that there at tzeirech la'olam, so b'meila that its chisaron doesn't deher itself. And if its chisaron doesn't deher itself, then there's no hashpo milamalo. If I'm not receptive, if I don't feel I'm missing anything, then I don't get anything. If the Isha by Elisha would not put empty kalem next to the shemen, there'd be no shemen pouring. So b'meila, the world itself has to deher itself as a chisaron, as a chaser. And that is tefillah. Tefillah is deharing the chisaron and asking for it. So the hakara in the tzirech, it's not he doesn't the hakara satevik shamim is expressed not that afterwards he comes over and says thank you, Rebbeinu Shlomo, it was very nice. Ukeshebo adam v'yoda shem tzirech la'olam hispala lehem v'yardu. So the etzim place, the main place where we need to have the hakara, is dafka in. You need to have the hakara beforehand, that the world is it needs it, and then tefillah comes into it. So the world is created as a kli shalem, and as part of being a kli shalem, it has it's a chasa, It's a chasa be'etzem until HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mashpia. When a person deheres the chisorin, he becomes a mispalel, and that's when kshamim come down. That's what Rashi is saying over here. So we're to ask ourselves, so tefillah is in many ways the core chibur of the world HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To be mischabe HaKadosh Baruch Hu, mizdabik, the world needs to feel chaser. And the world needs to feel that it's lacking, and then it's possible to have hashpah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, the hair that the world is lacking could come in two ways. So, l'mashal, like we said before, a person can feel b'mikra. So, l'mashal, somebody's not well, oleinu, I mispalel. So the person being not well, I deheard when the person was not well. And now he's so I mispalel for it. That's one level of tefillah, the lower level of tefillah, where I deheard the chisorin in the bria as being mikradik. There's a second level where I deheard the bria, the health of the bria is a hashpah of Ribbono Shel'olam. The parnos of the bria is ashpah from Hashem. So it's not the pshat, I now b'mikra am not well, so I need to ask for refuah. I need to ask to be healthy. That's be'etzemai mitzias. Just like a car needs to be filled with gas. It's not the pshat because it's something happened. That's its mitzias. It's a chasa be'etzem, it needs the milu. So tefillah also requires that. So so Adam at a very shayristic level, this is even before we do anything good, before we've done any mitzvahs, learned any Torah, done anything, the etzem the hair of the person that the world is missing, that is mitzias Adam. So if we're to ask ourselves, what is the most fundamental avodas Adam? What's the yisoida yisoidis? Is it the hair that the world is a chasa, and that he's a chasa, and it's chasa dashpa HaKadosh Baruch Hu? That creates a world that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created. Just like a nekeva, without the ve'elav chukosech, we're missing the tzura of nekeva. Without the world being makke, understanding the chisorin of its mitzias, and that it's be'etzem zokuk tashpa, there's no world really. The first world that was created is a kli, but the world that becomes a makom for HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that. That's the parasha that we're dealing with. Kol hakaveh makom l'tfilosei means that the a makom in its more abstract meaning is the chasa that something can fit into. Let's say I tell somebody comes in, he wants to come into the car. And I tell him, so I can tell him, I don't want you in the car. Or I can tell him there's no room in the car. When I tell somebody there's no room in the car, so it means it's not shayach you should be here. Where would you be? When I say there's place, it means there's a makom, and there's a place that's absent an occupant, and you can occupy it. Makom is something that precedes the world. Rav Shachaim speaks about it, that every single barrier needs a HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's called mekoyme shel olam, because makom precedes the bria. It becomes the hetimtza. So a person always is a mashal a person applies for a job in a firm. So he's an accountant. So the answer is, we don't like your qualifications. You're not good enough for us, whatever. But let's say somebody applies for a job in a firm, and they ask him, "Mai melachtecha?" And the person says, he does metal work. And we tell him, well, this firm doesn't deal with metals. It deals with stocks and bonds. So it's not the pshat there's a reason not to take you. There's no makom for you. It's not that there's no hechetimtze for you. Makom is the place, meaning that something is missing, and b'meila, this is where you come into this world. So the kaveh makom letfilasei, the musig of a makom letfila, means that within the world itself, there's a place, there's a hollow that's waiting to be filled. Just like within the person, the inside of a person, so to speak, is hollow, the stomach is hollow, and that's the makom chisaron, that's waiting to be filled with food. So at the core of the person, there's a place waiting to be filled. The core of the world needs to be a makom that's unfilled by anything the world has, and only by the Ribono Shel Olam hashpoah is it filled. That's the sheirus of the world. B'meila, a kaveh makom l'tfilasei, we're talking about. So let's go back to the Rama first. Arabe. The sheirish of the Bria is a place that needs, that's waiting, that's mishteike for Moshe Olam, and is waiting for Moshe Olam mashpia. And that makom is the makom of the Mizbeach. It's interesting, many things about the Mizbeach. The Shnei Shisin were there from Shesimei Breishis and so on. Everything, the makom Mizbeach is the makom of Chisorin and the Bria. So when the Rambam brings over there that it's a Mesiris, if he called that this was Adam and this was a Kayin and this was Avram, and it's interesting, the Rambam goes in reverse order. He goes, you know, it's deeper, all the way to Adam Rishon. In other words, at the Mizbeach, this is Kviyas Makom in Mekoyim HaShalaylam. In the world, there's a Makom that is kol kuloi makom. It's kol kuloi waiting and mishteikik for the Ribbono Shel Olam. So the Rambam says, yes, the makom is beach. In as much as it's a makom where the Bria expresses its shuk of Ribbono Shel Olam and hashpah comes down, that makom sits from the very core of the world. This exists within the world. And that's why he says the Mekomo is very meduyik. And he says it's meduyik not only b'shaitoi, it's meduyik because this is the place in the world where it's chaser. This is the place where the Bria expresses itself, that it's hollow and it needs to be filled. That's mitzad the Bria samizbeach and so on. Avram Avinu, when he was mispalol, So could be in this parasha, because he says Anoichi Ofa Ve'efa. So it's a very interesting combination. On the one hand, Avram Avinu is tining to Ribbono Shel Olam, maybe this, and yet he says Anoichi Ofa Ve'efa. You know, he's. There's a lot of pushing in terms of his tefillah. Mitzad sheni, there's a it's an expression of humility. And Chazal point out in Chof of Eifa should have been Eifa, should have been Ofa. The answer is that Adarabe Hiani Senes, the only makom for tefillah is when something is a chaser. And when so if I perceive myself, Lamarshal, if I perceive myself as a person who can make it on my own, but occasionally I need a helping hand from Ribbono Shel Olam. So that's one type of tefillah. And therefore, and that's a very lesser darga. It's a lesser darga because what I'm saying is I'm be'etzem not a chaser. I'd be mikrin have a chasa. So, if a person, we said the marshal of zoch in a cave where in the cave be'etzem needs a zoch, and a zoch needs in a cave because he's etzem at some of, that's a chibur that's permanent. Or I tell somebody, you know, I need to go somewhere. It's dark outside. I don't like to go myself. Would you accompany me? Basically, I'm telling him there's no chibur here. I don't really, when I'm not interested in friendship, not interested in anything. I just need somebody now because it's dark outside and I don't want to walk a few blocks in the dark myself. So that's behead you telling a person that I'm not zokuk to you. I don't need you batsim. Right now, I happen to have a mikritika need. So the kvius mokrim means that it establishes the chasa as be'etzim. So Avraham Avinu said anecha ofa ve'efa. Be'etzim, he said, my whole metzias is a chasa. My whole metzias is non-existent. So his entire being became a chetimtza for ashpa. There's a person who says, you know, I'm pretty good at this, pretty good at this. This is an area that needs Siyata D'Shmaya. Okay, so that's one darga. Avraham Avinu said, Anecha of Veifa said, I have no metzias, except in as much as the Baruch Hashem gives it to me. So his whole metzias became tefillah, and b'meila, this is where we miyase the halacha of kviyas makam. So somebody is kaveh makam at tefillosei. Avraham Avinu is the one for two reasons. First of all, there's this mid of Anov and Avram, of a wafer. There's also because Avram Avinu is the sheirish of the Ovis. Since Avram Avinu is the very, very root of it, so just like the Rambam, when he speaks about the Mizbeach that goes all the way to the Marishan, it's a tefillah that is nimshach from Avram. And that's why when we start our tefillah, we start Ke Avram, Ke Yitzchak Yaakov, because we're not speaking about now. We're attaching ourselves to that sheirish of chasa. And that's why the he'onav is something that is part of his milas, because that is another means the person sees himself as a kli for something else. It's a much finer understanding of what anava is. The pasha pshat of what anava is, I guess the way people take it on a very superficial level, I wouldn't even say it's pasha pshat, is to deny something that's obvious. So let's say I'm not this. And if the person is this, so are you blind? What's that disconnection between the two? Yes, you are. You're strong, you're smart, you're wise, whatever. So why are you saying you're not? Another is a very different Havana. Imagine I have millions of dollars to give out to tzedakah. I have millions of dollars. So every dollar that I give, I feel good about myself. Baruch Hashem, I'm a meitiv, and so on and so forth, because I'm doing something like that. Imagine I'm a gabbai tzedakah who gets paid for sitting and writing checks to whomever I'm told to write checks to. I don't sit at the end of the week and say, Baruch Hashem, this week I gave $5 million to tzedakah. I clerked. I wrote out checks. I mean, it's not my money, and it was given to me to give out. And I did what I was supposed to do. So best I can say, I did what I was supposed to do. Real anava means where a person that has his entire metzias as a kli for avodas Hashem. So b'meila, avodas Hashem is, so whatever I have, I'm sort of a gabay on it. I'm be'etzem a chasa. Everything is granted to me, and it's a question of doing my best to allocate it appropriately. That's the anivus that's inherent in this ma'ase. So we have an understanding of what Avram to do for him is kaveh makom tefillosei, and at the end of the parasha, this became actually the makom akeda, became a makom for avoda and so on and so forth. In which be'etzim opens up for us a little bit of a Havana in tefillah. We tend to think of tefillah as patching up holes, and we treat it that way. The mashal, somebody's sick, so immediately we say Tillim. Somebody is in dire need and security problem, Yisrael, so we say Tillim and so on and so forth. Yes, I mean there's a din. There's a din like that. There's chiyuv like that, and you're supposed to do that. But avodas tefillah, and in that case, when you do it that way with that attitude, so then it becomes a bit of a burden. I mean, just like I would rather not have the problem, so that I don't have to suffer the problem. So I'd rather not have the problem. And not daven. I mean, my davening is only a patch coming on top of what I need. So you know, I'd rather both. You know, kol zeachnis. I don't want the problems, and I want to daven. But the way you understand it, there's a different type of tefillah, and that's called a tefillah kriyas makom. Because this helps us understand why is it that Chazal made the same nusach three times a day. And we think that's so counterproductive. If we would daven on rare occasions, we'd have a lot more feelings. It's because of the hergel and because of the tamidus rabbi that it becomes very difficult. Chazal gave us kavudik in the schos without giving us really a chance for saying our own tefillahs. We feel we would rather say if today I need more refuah, so I focus on refuah. If today I need more riva rivenu, I would focus on rivenu. Why is it that we have the same standard nusach? Yes, you're allowed to add and in shbracha, but why is it like that? The answer is we're missing the boat. Tefillah is not a remedy for problems. Problems are the makom for tefillah. Each and every one of these inyanim, we have a chiyuv to the hair that we're off of eifa. That's our metzias. We're supposed to sit down and say to ourselves, I am now standing as Adam before Ribbono Shel'olam, and I'm being makir that the what's needed in the world, the heker and the chisern in the world is the metzias of tefillah. It's not because I have a problem that's why I daven. It's because the place in the world is a permanent chaser, and the reason it's a permanent chaser is because the shleimus of the world is to be kosher takadosh baruch hu. The famous word by Nachash that the reason why it's a klala that he eats offer is because he's not a chaser, and b'meila he has no shayach to Ribbono Shel Olam ever. Mitzrayim drinks water from raglecha, from the Nilus, and b'meila there's never a sense of chisaron, and b'meila Adam has no shayach to Ribbono Shel Olam. If once I'm a bria, once I'm a nivra, so I was created. And then at some point, I'll cease to be. But from the point of beginning to the point of end, I'm self-sufficient. So there's no Ribbono Shel Olam in my metzias. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us in Eretz Yisrael especially with his kshamim. Kshamim have the advantage on the one hand of being, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings it to you and you don't need to be tereach. But its uncertainty means every day I'm missing. When the ground is automatically wet and fertile, it's not a chaser be'etzim. When you need kshamim, you are a chaser be'etzim. So it's almost a paradox. The shleimistika nivra is the one that is totally a chaser. And the reason why he's such shleimist is because because that allows him to have a kodesh baruch hu. Ramchal says it in Derech Shem, it's something that's really universal, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Adam to be mative Adam, and the greatest toiv, the only toiv, is the chibur and dibur HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Any other toiv is kind of minor, it's not absolute, and the only toiv is to be mechubat Ribbono Shel Olam. So that's how Adam was created. And that's his mitzias. Tefillah, kvurdeke tefillah. So Chazal will kaver for us zmanim and nuschos. We have the ability to kaver mokum. And because tefillah, mokum is the chashuva part in tefillah, because mokum makes it part of this world. Understand, Adam's, it's, when a person is kaveya nusach, it's personal. I'm kaveya nusach. Even zmanim is not part of the physical world. Mokim is part of the physical world. The Adam made the world, the mokim, into a mokim tefillah through his akara. So being kaveya mokim is a lot more than just having the nice seat by the table. And again, I'm not being gareya. It's certainly people who float around, or especially people float in places that are not a mokum, the back, the side, the corner, the whatever it is. Maybe they feel themselves anovim, but mitzad mokum, it's mufka from mokum. It certainly is a chisorin in kavada tefillah and kavan and all these inyanim. But I'm talking beyond that. The fact that tefillah is so kavua means, just like I eat three times a day, because the world needs it. Korbanos are a pchina of lechem chuki twice a day, which is parallel to meals, because it alludes to a certain central chisar in the bria. If a person were to deher himself that it's not the pshat I have, it's my battery is full, and everyone knows whatever you use, the battery drains, and three times a day I'm getting a recharge of battery. Whether I feel it or not depends on whether I'm espal for it or not. I can walk around healthy for 120 years, but I could say in Svara that's Vaisais Rebbein Shalom, but unless I daven for it three times a day, I don't really deher it. This point of being the person, the Bria, Adam Ayin, I think once said that Adam Ayin Baretz means, the word Ayin means nothing. Adam is the point of nothingness. It's a incredibly deep point. The world itself is things. The only things that exist in the world are things. So a table exists. What doesn't exist. Adam, the hair, is what's missing. Adam, the hair, is the iron, the earth. Adam, the hair, is that the world should have. So if you have a lifeless body, so that's what it is. It's a piece of clay. It's a piece of meat. Adam looks at it and says, it's missing chias. The tefillah is to the hair that HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs to be memalad the world with chastoy. And b'meila, when a person davens, that becomes his hakara. It more than anything else, the reason, the point of davening is to be makir, that the world is missing something. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Malei Olam, but it doesn't have a makom. Adam's job is to give it its makom. If we'll think about it, if we have some sort of it's something that we grapple with because tefillah is kavua, but we don't understand its makom. We have such a hard time with it. We have the worst of both worlds. We don't feel this nekuda chisaron, and yet it's a very, very permanent and constant type of obligation. When a person is misbeinin and understands that my avoid in the world is to look around and to see how much is missing. Three times a day, we should be what we're doing is looking around and saying the world is missing bracha, the world is missing bina. The world is missing, and even if it has it now, until now, but that's not be'etzim, that's hashpa. So everything that's coming down is coming down. When a person is makir, that's the avodas hatfilas, he's makir that the world be'etzim is a chasa, then b'meila hashpa does come, because that's when hashpa is a place to be chalon, and everything that's yesh in this world, instead of becoming a barrier between him and the Rosh Hashanah, it becomes a chibur. If the world is mismale through kvoidei, if the world is mismale, the world is kulei a makom, then everything in the world that does exist is not, doesn't, it, it's not it's keeping the Baruch Shem out, it's a deher in what the Baruch Shem is. So in the parasha over here, of all the places in the Tefillah of Stoim, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu totally, where a place became totally voided, totally chasa, the Mabul didn't do that, the Stoim totally voided a place became totally chasa, that's where Avram's Tefillah was chal, in a tzur of kviyas makam. And anyone who's kveat philosophy, he's kveat makam philosophy, he creates that type of makam, he becomes mechuber to that long chain of Adam and Hevel and Noach and this. It's one, it becomes the makam in the world for the Ben Shalom, and his tefillah is neskabel with Elkei Avraham Avibezri. Shabbos.
Maybe is there a reason that maybe use the example of the stomach?